We're going to learn a bit more about an art exhibition titled A Darker Christmas. It'll be open to the public soon, and Jodie Medland is in the studio to tell us more about it. Good morning.
Hello, good to see you again.
Good to see you. I love this because we spoke about this briefly, what seems like, well, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But when was this? Well, you came in and talked to us about it, what, like...
It would have been maybe like June, because I was part of Fringe Fest again, so I'm sure I was in talking about that. We mentioned this as like a passing, oh, it's ages, you know, it's not going to be forever until that starts.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Right, yeah. So tell us, for those who aren't aware, what A Darker Christmas is and the idea behind it.
So A Darker Christmas, it's an art exhibition that all the artwork involved puts a dark spin on Christmas, basically to raise attention to the mental health issues that are exacerbated by the holiday, of which there are many. And so this is something that it's not there to put like a bummer out there, because as you know, I love Christmas. It's my favourite time of year. But it's just something to help bring awareness to other things going on that our friends and family might be going through, just to remind us, like, keep an eye out and see that everyone's okay.
Because it's an extremely stressful time.
Yeah, and it's certainly a time, if you're not in a good place when it comes around, you can see why it can be quite a lonely, isolating holiday. And there's so many reasons for why that might be. And I think as well, like, because I'm training to be a therapist, and the deeper I get into that, the more I see that people keep things so well buried inside. When the world around them is super jolly and they're not particularly, it can do some extra harm.
Yeah. And of course, the other side of that, so you've got like so complete spectrums on this, haven't you? Because you've got the lonely, you know, the loneliness feeling. And then you've also got the anxiety and the stress when you've got to be everybody to everyone. You know, you've got to be everywhere. You've got to take part in all of these different festivals, and you've got to go to all these different markets. And then you've got to create this for a gift for the teacher. And, you know, there's like enough.
Yeah. And there's very famously as well, it's one of the most stressful times, because you get all your family together, for example, who I'm sure are lovely people, but all in one room together can sometimes be pretty demanding. So very, you know, infamously, you get the arguments that come out and all the things that had never been said until now. And yeah, so there's a lot to contend with at that time of
year. Like an episode of EastEnders, that
exactly,
one.
Exactly, yeah.
So you came out here like a few months ago to talk about the need for people to take part in this, and you wanted artists to come forward, didn't you?
Yeah.
To put their name out and say, I would like to be part of this. What sort of things are you seeing? Obviously, we don't want any spoilers because you want us to come and see the exhibition. What sort of things can we expect to see?
Well, we have over 20 local artists that have ended up being involved, whose work we're able to display. So we have some short films. We have a lot of paintings, as you would probably expect. We have things like models. We have live theatre and choir singers. And also a couple of discussion panels that are going to be really relevant to the theme as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of diversity within that. And I just can't wait. On Friday, it will all be up in front of us and we'll be able to celebrate everyone who's involved appropriately and get people along, which will be great.
Has anything surprised you looking at the process of this? Has anything come forward that you've thought, gosh, I've not even thought about that?
Maybe not surprise me. Like, I do love the level of talent in the area, but I've always known that's there. But yeah, when you look at the sort of plethora of art we have, and you're like, well, that could be in London and no one would bat an eyelid. Like, it's a really high standard of the work that we have, and I love knowing that about the place I come from.
Yeah,
there is a big creative streak in the Southwest. But yeah, I certainly always knew that. And in terms of the topics and themes that we're covering, it was front led by the fact I kind of knew these things existed and wanted to bring awareness to that. So myself and my colleague Ruth Bateman, who's like a local artist, we're curating this together with Studio Kind. And yeah, she led me to some artists in particular I might not have met if it wasn't for her. So yeah, she was great. She's got her fingers on the pulse with who's really sort of top level in the area.
Yeah.
That was our starting point. And then yeah, we had lots of submissions as well from other people, which was fantastic. Yeah.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing or looking forward to happening?
I mean, particularly, so this Friday is the launch, so it's like the preview night. So between 5:30 and 7:30, that'll be the first time we've got people through the door. Everything will be up and running, and the buzz of like opening night, I think, is fantastic. And that's something that anyone can come to still, by the way. So if there's anyone out there thinking, oh, what shall I do this Friday? Mm-hmm. It's the definite place to go. Like, you're not going to see, I think, diversity of work in a small space like that in the area for a while, I would imagine. So, yeah, the fact it's kind of on the doorstep, I would head along to that. And the buzz of the opening night is something I'm really looking forward to. And then beyond that, every Saturday we have something special going on within the space itself. So, yeah, the Saturdays are something to look out for. But after opening night, it will be open 12:30 till 5:30 every Wednesday till Saturday as well. So it's there, it's free, it's available for people to come and see.
Yeah. And you talk about the buzz of opening night, and I guess that anticipation and almost nerve, I suppose, the nervousness is already in place now, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's, so yeah, it's Monday now, it's the week of, it's the build up to Friday. Everyone's excited, but yeah, of course, there's always an element of until things are ready. You know, it's a lot of people's art to bring together, and we got like 2 hours to get all the work in, and so yeah, doing logistics is fun with that many people.
Yeah.
Like, but it's but it'll be great, you know. And I know the artists involved are gonna be really proud of themselves when they see it all up there together.
Are you hoping it'll inspire new future artists as well if they come along and see it?
I think so. I think there's a two-part thing. One, if you have any inclination to do anything artistic, like to be brave enough to submit it to things. But also I think there's a responsibility to create more opportunities. There aren't many opportunities like this for artists. So unless they're doing exhibitions off their own back, it's very hard for them sometimes to get the work out there. It's not even to do with level of talent. It's just they kind of have to do the business side as well. So to have set this up and just said, look, just submit, and if you're in, you're in, and you don't have to worry about anything. But, you know, we didn't charge anybody anything to submit or to be chosen, and that's quite rare. And I think, like, it's nice to be able to do that, but it'd be nice if more people ran this kind of opportunity for artists.
Do you think it's harder here in North Devon as opposed to somewhere else, or is it like that everywhere?
I mean, I think the art world itself, and I'm very new to it, I'm not going to speak like an expert, but it seems that there are barriers in place, and most of them are financial and logistical. Because again, even if you had a lot of artwork chosen, and let's say you've submitted somewhere in Manchester, but you live here, there is still then the financial element of getting all your work there safely. Like, it's expensive to send, especially if it's big pieces. And yeah, usually you're paying to either submit or to be involved. And so unless you can afford it, regardless of how good your work is, yeah, it's a barrier. It's difficult.
I love about this as well that it is art, but it's different forms of art. So you've got performance and discussion as well as visual pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you decide upon that? Or was that just, you know, the people coming to you saying, we want to be part of this?
The only art exhibition I've worked on before was in London, and it was about sexual abuse and survivors of sexual abuse, which is obviously, it's a pretty hard topic. However, we did make the discussion, or the decision rather, to have discussion panels within it. And so we covered themes that were really difficult, but we got experts in and we created a safe space, and we had discussions that were incredible to see where they led to. And that just encouraged me to think that at an art exhibition, especially if you have like mental health professionals and things in the vicinity, that's the best place to have conversations around really hard topics. And so I didn't want to shy away from that with this one. The whole point is to have discussions. The whole point is to educate people so that if they themselves are having a tough time, or if they think someone is, they kind of know where to send people and signpost people. And so we got a good level of engagement from the local charities around here as well. And the idea is, yeah, just bridge those gaps between the local people that live here and people that might need to go and talk to someone, whatever it's about. I think that's really important at this time of year in particular.
So tell us where it is and when we can see A Darker Christmas.
So we're at Studio Kind in Braunton. We are live from Friday night, 5:30 till 7:30. And then, yeah, from the 2nd to the 16th of December, from 12:30 till 5:30. You're free to just turn up, walk in. It's Studio Kind is just around the corner of where the Tesco's is at the beginning of Braunton. So just park your car, walk in, and yeah, just come say hello and have a look at what's there. I mean, I love an art exhibition, but sometimes I find you'll turn up at one, you'll walk around within 3 minutes, there's nothing else going on, and so you're a bit like, liked the art, but is that it? And it's a bit stale, there's nothing going on. This is the opposite of that. There's stuff going on there that will engage you, it will keep you there for a good amount of time, and then there's always going to be people on hand to have good conversations with, if that's what you want to do.
We're loving North Devon. This is The Voice.